אז איך נשמע סבי מורי יקר מיצו פלכס, אז איך נשמע סדניאל השינה, פס יושע פלג, אז איך נשמע שלמה זלמן בן אליו. Hey, good morning, everybody. So, today we have the share of Tfilas Kalim, and tomorrow Yayin Esach, and that, Bez Hashem, will be the end for this man of Yoredea. And then Bez Hashem will be continuing Hochas Nida. I don't know when the, I don't know, Avish, you know when it begins, this man, August something probably. Okay, we'll let you know. I don't have the calendar when the new semester begins. Okay, so, you know, I always say, if you're with the Parsha, then you're on time. So look, Parsha's Matos. What could be better? Right? We're with the Parsha. So the Torah tells us, Achaz is Azov, is Akesav, is Achoshus, is Barzel, is Abedil, is Alphorus. Kol Dovar She Yavo Be'esh, Tavir Be'esh V'Tahir. Right? It's something that you use with the fire, meaning it's like a spit. You cast it with the fire, but he says, Ach B'mei Din Da Yizchato. So Rashi in Chumash says, "Lefi pshuto chitu izel ataro mitumas meis." This is the, you know, the when you do the bechatus of the paraduma, when something is you spritz that water that you put the eifer the paraduma in the water in the mechatus that you spritz. That's the simple pshat because it became tamei meis. But the Rashi continues, Rav Moseinu Darshu Mikan, Mei Dina Ksuv Kam Darshu Mai Marum Lipol Behem. This is talking about the mikvah. Kam Mem Mem Tzah. So this is the mikvah. The Mei Nida Yischata is referred to, if you get kelim from a goy, you have to bring it to the mikvah. And that's what it's referring to. And this is the source of Tfilas Kalim. Ach b'mei nida yischata. So the question is the din of Tfilas Kalim for Kalim that you buy from a guy or you get from a guy, is that a... a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban? So the Ramban on La Torah here, page 3, says, "V'lid bi mahar o loma shatfila hazo mi divrehem." That it's only mi d'rabban, but mi from asmachta ba'alma asurso. That he thinks the pasuk of Chad is that it's only a din d'rabban. And not a din d'oraisa. Some hold that the Tfilas Kalim is a din d'oraisa, and some hold it's a d'rabbanan. So the Ramban says he thinks that Pashut Pshat is that it's a d'rabbanan. So the halacha is, and if you look at the Rambam on page 5, in Perek Yud Zayin, halacha hey, says Tfilu Zushim Adbilu Klei Suda Hanilkachim Anakum. He says only midivrei sofer. Divrei sofer is a whole complicated discussion in the Rambam, what that means. Because divrei sofer, we normally assume it means the Rabbanan. That was the big discussion about the Rambam, where he says that kesef kedushin is divrei sofer, And it's hard to believe that's only the Rabbanim. So some say Divrei Sofrim just means that it's not Beferish in the Pasuk. It's learned out from Biyud Gimel Midos, Shatorah the Drashas. Rebbe's law told Omar Sheyavo, Ba'esh Tavir Reish Vatar Vimni, Ashmul Lomdu Sheinu, Vidabe Ella, Vitarasa, Bidegila, Achim, etc. Then we have a Rashba on page 7 that talks about the person, the Gemara, about getting a mashkon from a goy. Right, collateral from a goy. You lend the money, he gives you a mashko, and he gives you his forks and knives as collateral. So the Gemara says, "Ibay on page 7, the Rashba, Torah Abayis. Ibaylu mashkanta mai, Hashma domar marvashi, abu mashkin le nochri chasid the kaspa v'at bulei." That he got a mashkon from a goy. And he refers to you to the Rambam itself. And Rashba says, "Dinim shach halacha. Rambam posuf deinu tzarf tefila. The meal he the mashma tefila zubi deraisa." So he says it's a din deraisa. We can't have a suffik deraisa l'chumra. So the Rambam is mashma, they don't need the mashkon. But the Rashba says that you need to be told, oh, it's a question in the Gemara. And since Tfilas Kalim is Doraisa, we have to be Lechumra. So this Rashba, that's why he's asking a question on the Rambam, who says you don't have to. The Rambam holds it to the Rabbanan maybe. But he says the simple pshat is a deraisa. So there's a famous Yerushalmi on page 8. He says, "Shalom, the Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Tzarech Lahatpil Fi Sheyotzu Mitumas Hanochri V'Nichnasu L'Kedushas Yisrael." In other words, when you get when the Kli was owned by a guy, and now it's owned by Yisrael, it's like going up a Madrega. It's going from the ownership of a goy to an ownership of Israel. So therefore, you do tefillas kelim, and the Yisrael Heter quotes it on page 9. Shema mina ein tov dumi de klimi hatam mifarsh bishan shatfilu b'shvir shenichtas of kedusha Israel. The donor of Knani hanichtas kedushas al yedei tefillah. Like Rav Shechter always says, it's like making a gerus on the kelim. So to speak. It's like when a person converts, he goes to the mikvah, so to the kelim, so to speak, as Rav Shechter said, or so to speak, converting. Okay. Now, this is on page 10. Now, of course, we saw in the Rambam that it's only Klei Suda. This idea, in other words, if you buy something from a guy that's not clay suda. So you don't say, well, it was owned by a guy. Now I want to use it. I bought a hammer from a guy. Now it was the guy's hammer. Now it's my hammer. So I should be toivel the hammer. No, it's not. It's not clay suda. And if you look in the Yosef Heter on page 10, he writes, "Aval pisha shofes alav kdei mechash eino noge b'machal atzmo ein tzarich tvila." In other words, there's something, even if you put the pot on top of this thing, but if it never touches the food, then you don't need tefillin. First, it has to be a clay suda, and it has to be touching the food. So if you buy a knife that was made for a suda, and then you change your mind, you just want to use the knife to tear a piece of cloth with it, then you don't need tefillin. It's not clay suda. So it has to be touching the food. There is a discussion, what about sakin shel shechita? On page 10, Kosev HaRavya, second arrow, Sakin Shel Shechita. So Sakin Shel Shechita touches the animal, which ultimately you can eat. But he says, you don't need tefillah. Why? The lav kli sudahu. I feel so that I also lav to go in lo ba'adacha. He says, it's not kli sudahu. And on the bottom, it says in the Haggah, on the bottom of the page, on page 10, it says, Ach maram nog kemarash et shichu tvila, afil bebracha. So that's the machlok as we've shown him. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you look on the Shulchan Aruch on page 26, it says, Sakin shel shechita, yesh mi shom ha-shein tzarech tefila, yesh cholkin, tov lo b'lo bracha. It's best to do it without a bracha. Okay. So now there's another discussion of is tefillas kelim a mitzvah or an iser? So if you look, is the Sefer Rokeach on page 11? Says Meshulim Davar Zor Meshkada Maya Asi Meshkel Goy Kasta the Kasta. Yeah, Harry also Lishtamish Mem Ache Yat Bil Vol Lo Yivarch Shemayinu Tzar. So he says that. So the Rokeach says it's an Isser. You're not allowed to use the Keli until you're Toivo. That's the. That's what it says in the Rokeach.
Why would it be an Isser, though? Like, what would the Isser be of it?
Isser to use a kli that wasn't mitbal.
So, no, I, but, like, in terms of, like, the like, would you say it's, like, a bittel ase? Or again?
Yeah, it's like what we call, what's called an Isser ase.
Isser ase, okay.
Rabbi Abel from He's a Rebbe in JC. He was my counselor for Shakol in the summers of 78 and 79. He always would say, and this essay means that it's not written with as a form of a laugh. It's written, but the purpose of the mitzvah is the negative aspect. But the Torah says, be tovel the kalim. So, but the point is, even tovel the kalim, not because it's his essay, so to speak, to be tovel kalim, is because it's issue to use them without being tovel. So that's how the Rokeach understands. It's an issue to be tovel kalim. It's issue to use the kalim before you tovel. So you could look at it from that two perspectives. One is an issue perspective, or you could say that it's a mitzvah perspective. If you look at the Rabbiah, page 12, he says, Mishkanim Das the question by a mashkan, right? So it's teku. Benirali don't know how we teku the isura. Shenkani sura. It's not a teku the isura. It's not an isur. It's a mitzvah. So if it's a teku, and it's not an isur, so then. So you say it's so you don't have to be told of suffering. Because it's not a suffering is against like what the Rokeach. Okay, so one of the big questions that comes up is like you're eating in someone's house and they weren't told of the cave. So what do you do? You're in the middle of the meal. You're not gonna, what are you gonna do? I heard. So what are you gonna do? So could you say if you say, so someone would say that. You're an onus to mitzvah, but you're an onus on the mitzvah. It's not your, you can't just go and, if you assume it's a mitzvah. So some poskim want to say that maybe you're just onus on the mitzvah. Because it would be an isser, so, okay, I can't do an isser. But if it's a mitzvah, I can't fulfill the mitzvah, so I can't fulfill the mitzvah. I'm an onus. That's one svara that's given. Or some say, MZ, I think I heard this from you, Rav Bintershlita, right? I think you asked Rav Shachter once about electrical appliances, about, no, it wasn't you, about it might break. It was you, right? I remember. Right? And Rav Shachter asked you, is it going to break? If you're worried it's going to break, so he said a svara, then you're honest on the mitzvah.
You told me I have to find out if it's going to break.
You have to find out if it's going to break. If it's going to break, so then that's the. I'm not saying what he passed, but that's the, how he, the way you presented it. Sort of MC Binder, he told me that I had a child once with some electrical appliance, and the Shachter's response was, "Yeah, but you just told me you have to find out if it's going to break." And the svara that. What he was saying, I believe, is that since it's a mitzvah, then and it's going to break. So you're a potter from the mitzvah, so to speak, that type of svara. And that's a question. I once had the following shaila with one of my talmidim. Shaila was the a young man from a Talmud of mine was dating a young lady, and they were going seriously. And then it came time that they had to, you know, meet the parents or eat a meal by, I think she had to, was getting invited to eat a meal by his, the fellow's house. And his parents weren't told to the Caleb. So this was a Shiloh. How is she going to eat there? Not allowed to be mishtamish with the Caleb. So I spoke to her, not the Greenblatt, that's all at the time, to discuss his Eitzah. So he said, well, the Rav Moshe is a famous tshuva. Rav Shechter quotes this tshuva sometimes, that what? That if you have the concept of tefillas kelim, you buy from a guy. But say you buy it from a corporation. You didn't buy it from a particular person. You bought, when you got it, it's not from a particular person. The corporation, this owns these kelim. So if it's a corporation, corporation's not, as Rav Shechter said, that's not a goy. It's not a Jew. It's not a goy. So Rav Moshe discusses that maybe buying from a corporation is really putter from Tefillas Kelim. That's why I believe Rav Shechter, if he would buy from a corporation, would not make a bracha on Tefillas Kelim and not in a lot of places when it was from a corporation. That's on page 30, 38. When Medina to Zoo, she called out Shayachim Klal Medina. The Bible called Mother was also paying who Klal Medina, any of you called the Shemish. Lying Sarim Trikim Tvila, any Shem Shema Lane. So we don't usually assume that way, Allah. We assume that if it's not a Yid, even if a corporation, we make tefillas kelim even with a bracha. That's the normal most people do. But okay. But so Rav Nata said maybe for this time you could use that svara to be making what you could eat in his house. Based on the fact that it was Caleb was from a corporation, and therefore maybe there's a need to use Caleb. So that's the question. Rav Shechter uses this for not to make a bracha, because it's maybe the suffer. Usually, Shechter would say to be tovel, but maybe he wouldn't make a bracha because of this suffer. So this is what Rav Nata said. But again, the minhag olam is usually the tovil with a bracha, even if something that you get from a big chain of corporation. But it's not Jewish, then I gave a whole series of shiurim in a semester about corporations in Halacha. I gave a Chomei Shavar Pesach. I gave, I think, one Jews one. Then there's another concept of Gedulei Karka. There's a famous piece here in the Sefer called Gedulei Tara on page 31. And he discusses something that is mechuber, maybe is not a din kli, and therefore wouldn't be tefillas kelim. So the Bixen pointed out the Chuvin the Chalkas Yaakov discusses this, Bixen from Florida pointed out Chuvin Chalkas Yaakov that if maybe some electrical appliances are considered mechuber lekarka, and according to this Gedulei Tara, wouldn't need tefillah. That's a big kula. Rav David Coleman once told me, I once was discussing with him at a wedding, he told me, he tells people they have a choice. If they want to rely on the cooler, they could. And if, he said he himself is machmir to be tovel, even electrical appliances, and basically you wait till, you tovel it, and then you wait a couple of whatever weeks till it makes sure totally dry, and hopefully it didn't break. and that's it. The other story, Rabbi David Cohen, you know, that's what's brought down, that's very big support down from the Chafetz Yaakov, quoting from the Gedulei Torah, that's something that's Mechuber is not considered a Kli, so therefore maybe this is not considered a Kli. And therefore, and therefore, you wouldn't have to be tovel. But they say, I think some say, maybe an African accent over that the blaze of silver might have held like that, that it's not considered, and therefore it'd be permissible not to be tovel. Now, the body sheet is that you should make a shutif with a guy. In other words, you give a guy a quarter and let him give it back to you, the quarter, to be a kona, a chelik, and a kli. And then he has a chelik in it, so the guy has his chelik in it, then he wouldn't have to be tovel. Well, chelik is only for a goes from going to a Jew, but if it goes to a shutfus, from a guy to a shutfus of a Jew and a non Jew, then it wouldn't require tefillas kelim. And some say, I think maybe have to do like a hakbar to the kli to really make a kidney. He wasn't discussed and discussed this necessarily, this idea of the to do the shutfus. Maybe he did, I'm not sure. But he was maybe discussing how do you do a kinyan. Maybe you have to do, I think Rav Shachter maybe mentioned you have to do a hakbar on the kli, something like that. So different ways of being machter the kli. This being, you know, when a couple of years ago with COVID, people were making Pesach for the first time, and they were afraid to go into the mikveh. You know, to bring it to the mikveh, so they were doing all types of things of making kinyanim and things like that. I think Rav Shechter then, I think it's apparently for the mafke, the kalim, and Willig, this is the thing they were doing. Got him with the trying to get to a guy. Okay, so these are the things that you need. Tefillas kelim are metal and glass. Those are the things that need tefillas kelim, metal or glass. But pottery doesn't need tefillas kelim. There's a question if you you glaze the pottery. So some say that doesn't need even some of machmir to treat that like a schuchis type of thing and to make it without a bracha. But the pasha pshat is that you don't need. If it's not metal or glass. Okay, now, let us see on page 2. Thank you. Tosa says, "Shul lo Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel Yisrael Shashal Kli Yisrael Chaveru Shekana Meover Tuchav." In other words, somebody bought a Jew bought a kli from a guy, and then you borrow his kli. So Tosa says that there's a chiyuv tefilas kelim because when the first Jew bought it, he had a chiyuv tefilas kelim. Whereas if you borrow a kli from a guy, then you don't have to be tovel. But say Jew A bought it, and then he lends it to Jew B, and Jew A was not tovel, then Jew B has to be tovel because there was chiyuv set in when Jew A bought it from the guy. So even though he never was tovel, and he lent it to Jew B, so even though Shoyl is not chayv in tefillah, but here it was bought originally from the guy, and now he never tovel it, and then he lent it to his fellow Jew, then Tosa says, then you have to. Okay. Then we have a case in the Gemara, and Rashi talks about it here on page 2 in Ayin Hamad Beis. If you have misparayim, scissors, Zuza the Sarbala, the Sparaim should Zuzim Behem Big Day Tsemer. Oil says a cause of evil, Lomishun Pilot Isser, the Hadashim, Lobali Medium, the Trachas Law Tvila. So we'll see what that is. One second. Now, page 23, Reis Yosef says, Yisrael shalachach min agoy v'shilu l'chaveru also the Torah, says page 23. Yisrael bought a kli suda from a goy, and then he lent it to his friend. So he has to be tovel. The friend can't say, "Well, I only borrowed it." It doesn't matter that you only borrowed it, but it was bought originally from the guy. So so there was a chovas tefilas set in. So it was the schayv b'yad harishon. So the Beis Yosef says, "V'mlochel chaver lachtof klofim v'lo l'tzarf etzuda." But say you bought from a guy. He quotes an Avos Hashri. Say you bought a knife from a guy, not to use with food, to use like to just to cut pieces of leather. So then, ein tzarich l'hadbilo. Chari shol hu biyado. Many of the Yisrael shakana kalim migoy mischara. So what's the case over here? Avon mochel chaveru lachtoch klofim v'lo l'tzarch etzuda. In other words, say you buy it from a guy, not for tzarch etzuda, but then you lend it to your friend l'tzarch etzuda. So it's not going to be chayev. Why? Because when you bought it from the guy, that's the chayev, but it wasn't for tzarch etzuda. And then when he lends it to you for tzarch etzuda, but you're a borrower. The borrower is not chayev. So he says, based on this, that if Yisrael bought a kli from a guy for schora, say I bought for merchant, you know, I'm a businessman, so I bought kelim from a guy for schora, and then I sell it to another Jew. So he says, you don't have to be tovel kelim, because the first Jew, he bought it from the guy. So he should have to be told kelim, but he didn't buy tzorach achila. Only the schora. And then the other Jew, he got it from a Jew. So a Jew from a Jew doesn't need Tfilas Kelim. So the first Jew potentially would have needed Tfilas Kelim. But he didn't buy it for Leisud. He bought it for Schora.
Does it matter if the package was ever opened? Like, let's say you have a knife in a package from the manufacturer. And, you know, it was made by a goy. And then the Jew bought it because he sells knives in his store. And now a Jew goes to the Jew store and buys it from him.
So he bought it originally from... What was the case?
Like, the company that makes the knives is not Jewish. They sell it to a Jewish store that sells silverware, and then Jews buy it from the silverware store. But it's still in the original package, never opened.
No, I don't think that matters. Original package, not the original package. For Maisa, he bought it with Schora. So if he bought it with Schora,
first Jew never bought it to use.
Yeah, he bought it.
But what about the fact that he bought it to sell? If the first Jew bought it to sell.
The first Jew bought it with Schora, so that's not a Machayev.
But the Schora means
what page was that Beis Yosef again? Rav Katan, what page was the Beis Yosef? I can't hear you.
You're on mute.
I think it was on 23. No.
Okay.
23.
If a Jew buys it from a goy l'schora, and then he lends it to another Jew, then he doesn't have to be total. Neither of them do. First Jew does it because he bought it l'schora. Second Jew because it's a shoyl, it's not mechayev. But if he bought it, mashum shivaya l'kuach biyado, ayachay b'tfilo.
Right.
So in other words, if a Jew bought it l'schora from the guy, and now another Jew buys it from the first Jew, since originally it came from a guy, so then he would have to be tova. So the question, this is the big shaila that comes up. Two shailas that come up. One is if you own a restaurant. You own a restaurant, you have to be tova the kelim. Say I'm an owner from a restaurant, so I have to be tova the kelim. So we say that you're the owner of the restaurant, you bought it from a guy, you bought it for Schora. Where's that? So that you buy it for Schora, it's not Machayev. Because this is your Schora. So Rav Avadi Yosef says it's Potter. He says, Mutter lechol lishtos misada. You're allowed to eat in a restaurant even if the kelim were not nitbal. Wow. Because it was brought to the store. So Rav Abadi didn't agree with this truth at all. He thought, no, if you're buying it for using as a restaurant, that's for Suda. Might be your Suda, but it's your customer's Suda. What do you think you're buying? That's for Suda. Schor means that I'm not going to use it at all for eating, I'm just going to sell it. But here, you're using it to serve your customers. So even though you might not ever eat in your own store, right? So the people eating it are the your customers. So the whole thing is a business thing. So Rav Avadya Yosef said, so you want to be machmir, to be tovel, but he doesn't think mikra din you have to. Rav Avadya thought, no, when you buy something from a guy, you buy for your restaurant, you're buying cutlery, that's not called buying l'schara. That's called buying l'sut. Rav Avadya Yosef says, since it's not your house, it's not yours, I'm buying it for your suda. You're interested in serving. You're doing it for business. So that's not called, that's schara, business. Interesting here. No, it's an interesting discussion. Someone recently was talking to me about a shaila, about an old shaila, about if you you want to give someone a present, you want to buy him a becher, so, and you want to save him the trouble that he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. So you're not buying it for. So could you be tovel? So Rav Shachter said there was one famous hashkacha that's very well regarded, that Rav Shachter claims that was somech on this kula that Rav Avadya Yosef has here. Rav Avadya didn't think it was, he didn't like the kula. Because that's not called the schora. Say, I'm not eating it, but my guests will eat it. It's not my suda, it's their suda. Everybody says it's still a suda. He didn't like this svara. And what about the case of the getting a gift, the getting somebody a becher? Could you be tovel in this way? Who wants to have to, the tirchas have to do it? So I'm doing a tovel, buying a becher, and we go to the back of the store. Some stores have mikvahs at the back of the store. We're finished. So do we say, well, I'm not buying it for achila? Okay, it's not schorat, it's a matana, but the bottom line is, I'm not buying it for. So that's a discussion. It's a discussion. And one last thing is the Maral Diskin's tshuva. If, say you got something that has food in it already. Like the famous question about the grape juice bottles. It has it's a glass. Can of grape juice. So you have to empty it out and then tovel it and then put the grape juice back in. So the Mariel Diskin says you don't have to take it out. Because when you pour it out, that's not called a shamshus. That's just pouring it out. So when you're pouring it, if you would refill it, that's a shamshus. But pouring it out is not a shamshus. So the Mela, he says, Yeshev al tase, just pour it out.
But does Kedem have to tovel it, since they're the ones originally putting it in?
No, because Mariel Diskin says you don't have to, there's no chiyuv. I mean, in other words, but Kedem maybe should have done it. But unless
right.
You say that Kedem,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but should have Kedem have done it. Right. One second. So everybody says pouring it is not a problem. Rav Shechter thought that if you're drinking from the kli, as a kumase, you'd have to pour it out. So if you'd have a snapple, you want to drink from the snapple, but that's glass. Rav Shechter said that you would have to You'd have to pour out the it's not the minigolum. Minigolum is you buy a Snapple and you drink, take a straw and take it out, you drink from the Snapple bottle. You're not Tovolitz. Then you throw it out. And Moshe Feinstein says that when you buy the kli, so kli is considered an oifel because it's nitpal. He learns that out from the mission of Maisa Sheni, that Maisa Sheni, you could only use Maisa Sheni to buy a chila. What if you buy a bottle of wine, but they charge you also for the bottle? So he says that's okay. You can use the Maisa Sheni for that also, because it's part of the oifel. It's nitpal to the oifel. Considered part of the wine. So it's not like you bought a kli from the goy, you bought also from the goy. And now, like always, Rabbi Tuli Besser used to stay in camp, and we used to refill. He's always said over from Ramosha that you refill, now you're the goy who's making it into the kli. So you wouldn't need tefillah. You would reuse it. But everybody thought if you would reuse it, that you should. You would fill it up again. He's just saying the first time. Yeah, and Rav Shechter said even the first time, if it's like if it's growing things from Rav Shechter, it's a kli chashuv, you would have to empty it out first before you use it. But Avram Levitt is saying an interesting point. Well, like what right did Kedem have to use to fill it up without being tovel, and because for them it wasn't a sheikh al tasa, to cook al say. Unless you say for them it's chora. Unless you say for Kedem it's chora. So they didn't have to be tovel. But when you buy for your restaurant, that's not Sfora, because it's your, still your restaurant. Your restaurant is serving Sudas. So even though you're not eating the Suda, and even though you're making money from it, but it's still a Kli Suda. But when Kedem is not doing anything, it's Kedem is just selling it. It's filling it up and selling it. So for them, it's not a Kli Suda. So maybe they wouldn't have any Chiv.
Okay. Rebbe, in California, there's a Herzog Winery, and the Herzog Winery has their own restaurant, and they serve their wine in the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So in that case, their wine ends up becoming like a restaurant, because it's a kli. They serve their wine in their restaurant.
Uh-huh. They serve their wine in their restaurant.
But now those bottles really should be Taiva. I mean, I don't know if they are or they're not, but...
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay, these are some of the very important yesodos that we have in Tevilas Kalim. So, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, tomorrow we'll continue with Yayin Nesach, packet 16. And then I wanted to discuss with you when we should have a Bechina. You know, we don't have a rush, but I don't want you to take a Bechina if you're not ready to take it. But...
Is tomorrow the last packet of this
yes.
thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Hashem. Yosef, are you going to be around in the library today?
Yeah, I should be.
Okay. Well, so we'll talk.
A bit around.
Okay.
We'll be in touch, Rav.
Okay. Kultov. Okay.
Hey, Kultov.
Okay. We'll see you all. All the best. Kultov. Hi, Ari. How are you?
Can I ask Rabbi a question?
Yeah.
And Rabbi's in a rush.
Tom, what is it?
Let's say someone wants to use an empty wine bottle and put flowers in it. It's a nice centerpiece. It's pretty. It was a kli suda. It was used for the... But now you're not using it. So the chi of tefillah would have come on it originally.
Okay, if you hold that, that pouring things out, if you hold like the sheet, the viral disc pouring out is not a shtamtris, so then it's never a klisuda.
So it was never a klisuda. And Rebbe was saying Rebbe Moshe's svara is
that. Rebbe Moshe is different. I'm more into the viral disc.
Uh huh.
Then when the Kedem sells it, that was a klisuda. You got it. Now it's a klisuda. But you're not mishtamish unless you do bekumvase. But pouring it out is not called mishtamshus. That's just pouring it out.
That's the maral diskin.
Yeah. So certainly in your case, when you're using it for a vase.
So say you're going to refill it. So the maral diskin would. But the maral diskin
would say. To drink, then you, to eat from it.
Yeah, to drink from it. Then Rebbe would say you wouldn't eat tefillah.
Then he would say you wouldn't eat tefillah, yeah.
With a bracha?
Bracha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rav Rubinstein also once told me that the toivel of George Foreman grill once.
Who said?
Rav Rubinstein from KBY. He said, hold the cord. Rebbe didn't discuss about can you toivel part of it? Can you hold the cord? Can you
put
part of it in?
So he said to be toivel and hold the cord.
Yeah, I didn't realize it's on the recording. I don't know if he wants to be quoted. That's what he had me come over to his house. He looked at it.
He
said,
did it?
Yeah, he did. He said, leave it out in the sun for 3 days.
KBY,
it's very hot. It's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. But don't toivel the cord. That's what he told me. He said, don't toivel the cord. Okay.
But you couldn't remove the cord. It still was hanging.
No, there was no way to remove the cord. He said, just get the whole thing in, but don't let the cord touch the water.
Okay, we'll talk.
There you go. Thank you.
Talk to.